Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the peoples in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I've prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads, invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we all love it when we get invited to something, right? Maybe it's a birthday party or a wedding in a nice location, or maybe even just a friend that says, "Hey, I'm running out to do errands. You want to go with me?" Or, "Hey, I'm going to go do this. Do you want to join me?" It's that we all like being invited, right? And we love to hear if we've invited someone, "Oh, yes, I'd love to. Oh, that'd be great. Yes, I have time." It's the invitation is a sign, wow, I'm important to that person, that I made the list. I made the cut. And then also when we invite and someone says, "Yeah, I'm going to come," it's like, wow, they want to be with me. They take my invitation seriously. And that's what the gospel is about. Jesus talking to the chief priests and helping them see, you want to understand the kingdom of God? It's like a wedding where God is throwing a party and inviting you. He's choosing you. And he's hoping you say yes. And so he tells this story, but he tells the story from the negative side. The side of, well, some say, "Yeah, I'll go." But then, you know what, they don't, right? And the king invites and they say, "No, I've got business," or, "I've got other things going on," or, "Thank you so much," etc. And they show, in a sense, a certain ingratitude, right? Like, "Well, wait a second, I thought our relationship was important. Why don't you make time? Why is work more important than me? Why is this other business more important? Or why going out into the field?" Like, and the other context is, I'm the king. Like, the whole kingdom is mine. I've provided all of this, the land, the defense against your enemies, the protection, a little bit of taxes to redistribute to allow those who are a little weaker and poorer to have what they need, etc. Like, I'm taking care of all this for you to flourish. And then when I invite you, you're like, "Ah, no, I'm too busy." It's like, wait a second, right? There's a certain ingratitude when someone, especially superior, who's provided a lot for us, says, "Hey, I'd love to have you." And you say, "No, thanks," right? We all love to be invited, but then when someone says no, we're like, "Whoa, wait a second, that kind of hurts." But there's a second level of ingratitude, right? Here in ancient times, a wedding were to happen, there would be a general announcement, "Hey, my son's getting married, my daughter's getting married. Hey, there's this event. You know, I'll send out more details when it's all ready, but just want to let you know they've decided to get married." And in small towns, you know, people, it's like not like they were doing international travel or going away to college. I mean, everybody's around. So it's okay, just let you know this is going to happen. So get ready, be attentive. "Oh, wow, did you hear they're getting married?" Et cetera. Then the second invitation goes out. "Hey, here's the details. You know, this is the day. This is the time. We've got it all ready. We've harvested enough grapes. We got them all stored up. We made the wine. Like, we're ready to go." And that second invitation, where maybe first time they said, "Well, no, now it's real. Now it's happening. Come." It's like, no, even when it gets concrete with a time and a space, no thank you, not interested, not going. And the king is hurt by that, right? In both cases, it's kind of that mystery of human relationships, of human freedom, right? Where you're free to take advantage of the love I give you, and then I expect a certain response of love in return. And then that doesn't happen. It's like, wait a second. Then division happens. Anger, right? The king takes it out. You're more than happy to live on my land and take care of all the advantages that I give you. But then when there's something I want to celebrate with you, you're like, no, I'm too busy, etc. So this dynamic of invitation, right? And then responding to that invitation with gratitude is a sign of love, is a sign of you're important to me. I not only take advantage of all the benefits of your friendship, your relationship, but also when it inquires a little bit of reorganization, a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of making you a priority, a little putting off other things that I might be interested in doing because you're important to me, that's a requirement of a loving relationship, right? Love requires that I make you a priority, especially when you need me and you invite me and you want me, right? That's a bit of, as we have all our young people here preparing for confirmation, it's a little bit like that. The first invitation would be our baptism, right? God invites us into his family, right? I want to make you part of this kingdom. I want to invite you in. I want you to enjoy all the benefits of my grace, of creation, of the world I created, of everything. Come on in. And our parents bring us in. We get adopted into the family. We get baptized, receive his grace, etc. And then when we're old enough, another invitation comes. Hey, I want it. Now that you're getting older, I want you to celebrate with me forever. I want you to come to my party of grace. And then when we're old enough, you're like, you know what? Yes, that's why we're here. Yes, I want to respond to that. Yes, I want to be part of the family. Then there's this second part, which is a little more challenging of the gospel, which is, remember, he said, well, if no one's coming, then I'm going to go out there and just invite anybody, good and bad. We at least got to, I bought all this food. We got to celebrate. We got to fill the seats. So just bring them all in, whoever, right? And then he finds the one who's not dressed properly. And you normally say, well, the poor guy, I mean, you're the one who just invited him last minute and he shows up and now he's here throwing him out again. It seems a little bit unjust, but I think what the accent that Jesus is putting here is when we do respond and say yes, no matter how, no matter the conditions, even then saying yes to an invitation requires a certain response. Certain yes. If I'm going to say yes, then it implies something for me. Right? So many organizations we're part of have dress codes, right? Whether it's a club, whether it's a sports team, whether it's going into the office, whether it's going to school. I mean, there's certain, hey, if you're going to participate here and we'd love to have you, these are the rules. And part of my participation is, okay, great, I get it and I want to be there. And so I dress accordingly, right? If I were to show up knowingly, dressed some other way, right? If I were to go to school on the day of the big game wearing a t-shirt from the other high school, they'd be like, whoa, wait a second. What's the message here, you know? Well, no, my dad went to that high school. Well, you know, still, maybe you want to wear that on another Friday, you know? Like, this isn't the... We dress accordingly out of respect, out of showing, hey, I'm in. Thank you. I want to be part. Or I wouldn't go to a friend's party and walk in and criticize their house and say this food is no good and... Why did you invite them? And, you know, like you wouldn't come in and not behave accordingly. Like that's also an invite. Even if you're the last minute invite, you come and you show respect, you show love, you participate graciously because I value you. And I know my participation here is a sign of my love for you. So even if it's last minute, we participate fully, freely, and lovingly with the Lord. So when you love, a healthy sense of gratitude is expressed through your commitment, through your response, through your full participation out of love. And it's not so much the external dress code and those extra, it's the expression of the heart. I love you and I value you, and so I love and value what you love and value. And I express it with my actions, with my choices, with the way I behave, right? God asks us many times through our life and that invitation to a relationship and a participation with him is he changes our plans, right? Many times a sign of love is adjusting to change in plans, right? I know how often you, when you invite someone and they say, oh, sure, I'd love to come. And you know certain people and you're like, okay, that means maybe. We'll see when exactly when time comes that they're actually. Or even in some cultures, it's, you know, and I don't want to, but I worked in Mexico and Hispanic cultures for many times, and CCC doesn't always mean yes, right? It means, vamos a ver, quizá, no, maybe, we'll see. Or if they say, ah, claro que sí, that means probably no. Right? When they say, of course I'll be there, it probably means, whoa, you're too sure too soon. That's probably a sign that you're just trying to make me happy. And when push comes to shove, you might not show up, right? We get to know people's, what their yes really means. And the worst is when you're like, you get a yes up front and then it gets concrete and they're like, oof. And you're, it seems like they're calculating to see if there's another more exciting thing going on that weekend before they say yes. Oh, I'd love to, you know? And then, oh, you hear about another party's happening and they're like, ah, sorry, I can't make it, unfortunately. And you hear there's people who, they don't say yes until they find out, and they want to choose the best thing for themselves in the end. What's going to be funnest? What's going to be most interesting? You're like, I don't know if that yes really meant I love you, or I want to be your friend, or I want to be there, or I support you, or yes, count on me. It might mean, well, if it's to my advantage, sure, count on me, until more interesting thing comes up. That's even worse, right? You'd almost prefer just say no from the beginning, right? Let me know where things lie and then I'll move on. So that let your yes mean yes and your no mean no from the Lord is also true. I love you, Lord. Unless you change my plans and it gets more difficult or it gets challenging. And as we grow in our love for people, as we grow in our love for the Lord, we get to the point where we say, no matter what, count on me. And that's, in a sense, what we're invited to grow into as mature Christians. Whether we're getting confirmation or other, we're confirming to the Lord, count on me. And he's confirming, hey, and count on me. It's mutual. I'm all in with you, 100%. You can count on me always. And we're saying that to the Lord, you can count on me always. No matter the invitation, no matter the time, whether it happens during my favorite football team's game or whether it happens here or there, I'm in. You got me. Count on me. I'm saying yes, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to show out because I'm your friend. You can count on me. That's what the Lord's inviting us into. That's what the kingdom of heaven is. There's this beautiful feast of grace, of relationship that will last into all eternity. The Lord in his kingdom provides it all. He wants a yes, not a conditional yes, not a let's see if. Yes, not as well as long as you bless me as much as I expect, yes. But hey, I love you. Everything I have is yours, and you're going to get it back from me out of love. That's the ultimate ideal, right? That's the ideal of, that's the marriage love. That's the vow in sickness and in health. No matter where this ends, count on me. That's the kind of love the Lord wants from our souls. Now we're weak, right? We're conditional, we're learning to love. Friendships go up and down and experiences challenges and difficulties. That's why the Lord is merciful, slow to anger, abounding over and over in steadfast love. He's going to be faithful and patient with us. So that's why we're here at the Eucharist, right? We'll close with that. Asking his mercy, asking his help, communing with him, receiving him and giving ourselves back to him and say, yes, Lord, you count on me. I'm here for you. And the Lord's saying to us, count on me. I'm here for you too. Amen.